Next up to the mic, a man who's reported and edited for newspapers, magazines, radio, and internet publications. Obviously, no idea what he wants to do with his life. We'll be patient with him. Please welcome Doug Donovan.
Thank you. So my story focuses on getting married in the Catholic Church, priests, and sex. Although it's not nearly as creepy as that might sound, although maybe it is a little bit. So it's 2002, and my wife and I are living in sin in New York City, cohabitating together, and we decide that we want to get married in the Catholic Church in my wife's hometown of Latrobe, Pennsylvania, a place called St. Vincent's Basilica. It's this beautiful, really large church. And so we want Father Fred to marry us. He's the priest that my wife grew up with. He's like the cool priest, you know, the guy that plays sports and is young and doesn't molest kids. And but Father Fred has a conflict the weekend we want to get married, so we have to get Father Philip to marry us. And Father Philip is a complete opposite of Father Fred, not in that way, but he's very conservative and very traditional, and we don't know him very well, and he doesn't know us. But when he hears that we're cohabitating together in New York City, he calls for a meeting. And so we go to meet Father Philip in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, and he says, I have a big problem with you guys living together before you get married. And so in addition to doing all the premarital counseling that you have to do in the Catholic Church, it's called pre-Canaan, he says you have to take a compatibility test. So we're like, all right, that's fine, no problem. So he puts us in separate rooms and gives us this test, which I have right here as proof. And it's, you know, it's 120 questions long. And we have a bubble sheet, which is 120 question long bubble sheet with number two pencils. And, you know, I'm in a room and I feel like, you know, I'm in like junior high school again, and I'm sweating. I'm like, oh my God, I did terribly on the SATs. If I flunk this, what happens? So, oh, and on top of that, I'm already feeling like kind of a loser, because that morning my father-in-law, who's a dentist, gave me a cleaning and found two cavities. So I'm sitting there with a numb lip, filling out this compatibility test for Father Philip, who doesn't seem very excited to get to marry us. And so we fill out the test, we turn it in, Father Philip runs it through the computer program, and he calls us into his office, and he looks more grim than he looked when we first met him. And he says, Denise, if you want Doug out of the room, I can get him out of the room, and you and I can talk about this. And we're like, my wife's like, what? He's like, well, there's a problem with your test. And we're like, oh my God. And so my wife says, no, anything you have to say, you can say with my husband, or you know, with Doug in the room. And I'm like, yeah, what's going on here? Literally, like my lip is numb. So he's like, all right, well, you guys aren't compatible, and I can't marry you in the church. I'm like, what? So he's got a bar chart and everything, right? And the finances bar is all out of whack, which makes perfect sense. He's like, Denise, you have money, you're organized. Doug, you're not. And it's like, okay, that one made sense. But sex, he says sex, which is really awkward because he's wearing a black dress. And I'm like, what's wrong with the sex part? And he says, well, Denise answered a couple questions that are problematic. And one is, it says, I think I'll be uncomfortable being nude in front of my future marriage partner. And it's, so it's questioned in the future tense, because I've never seen her nude before we got married. And then the second question is, you know, I imagine I'll be uncomfortable with some of the sexual activities that my partner will ask of me. They're in this test. My wife answered yes to both those questions. And I literally, that's not true. I mean, we have perfectly normal relations. So now it's even more awkward, because I'm trying to convince my priest that we have boring sex. So what happened? We're like, this can't be, my wife's like, this is wrong. You know, this just can't be true. And we demand to see the test. She thinks maybe we missed a bubble in the 120 bubbles that we filled in. And sure enough, that's what happened. She missed a couple bubbles, and the questions were all out of whack. So flash forward to our wedding day. We're sitting on the altar, you know, and Father Fred shows up. He actually can do the Mass. He's going to do the homily. And we're like, great, because we hate Father Philip. So, but, you know, Father Fred's cool. Well, Father Fred shows up, and he has a present. And during his homily, he opens this present up, and it's a crucifix. You know, and he holds it up, and he says, Jesus Christ has to be a partner in your relationship. In every part of your relationship, Jesus Christ should be a partner. When you're deciding on a house, think of what Jesus would do. When you're picking a college, think of the teachings of Jesus. This is all very nice. He's like, and yes, even in your sexual relations. I guess, what? You know, like the whole church is like, I swear to God, this is true. And we're like looking at each other, and he goes, I want you to, and he brings it over to us, I want you to hang this in your bedroom, above your bed, so that you know every night and every morning that Jesus is a partner in your relationship. And I look out at the pew full of groomsmen, all hungover and haggard, and there's my friend Jay looking at me. He mouths, clear as day, three-way with Jesus. Thank you.
Doug Donovan, ladies and gentlemen. Does he have the cross up? Is the question. I don't know.